Hi, my name is Ian Stevenson. I've yet to meet someone who doesn't have nervousness when faced with having to sit exams or a test of some sort. Even those who look composed and talk with confidence about it will always have a nagging concern in there. In fact, it's healthy and useful to be a little on edge. Enables you to focus and give attention where it's needed. Slight fear can actually give you motivation and keep you sharp. So if today we can bring your anxiety level down to a place where it helps you rather than hinders you, I'm sure you'd agree this would be a good result. It will help you to get a good result. So if you just find yourself somewhere you can make yourself comfortable and sit or lie back, maybe put some headphones on, hands on your lap. So please don't listen to this if you're driving or operating anything mechanical. And perhaps you can just start by focusing in on your breathing. Noticing the rhythm of your breathing, the movement of your chest. As you breathe in and out, in and out. That's it. Maybe just breathing a little deeper than you normally would. Not so much as to force it. In and out. Taking more care of the out breath as you breathe out. You might notice the air you breathe out is a little warmer than the air you breathe in. And the rise and fall of your chest. In and out. It can be relaxing and calming to give all your attention to your breathing. While you might find other thoughts come into your head, you really don't have to give them any attention. As you listen to my words, or maybe the gaps between the words, those other thoughts can just float away like clouds in a gentle breeze. You may find that your eyes have become heavy, and you can, when you want, just let those heavy eyelids close. Feel a deep sense calm and heaviness, like when you sleep so deeply at night. Always aware surroundings around you, but letting your imagination carry you off. That's it. To anywhere in the world, or even beyond the world. Your dreams have no limits. You have no limit. And as you breathe, maybe you feel a sensation in one of those hands. I don't know if it's the left hand or the right. Perhaps one hand feels more relaxed than the other. Could be in a fingertip. Could be a slight numbness. One of those hands, like the pins and needles you get when you lie on it for a while. Perhaps you can feel the tension lifting from those shoulders as they drop very slightly. Even your forehead flatten a bit as it relaxes more deeply. those breaths still deep, it's as if each time you breathe in, you bring in not just oxygen, but a sensation of warmth, deep calm into those lungs. And that calm is circulated to every cell in your body, every molecule. That's it. Breathing slowly and deeply. In and out. With each breath you take, with each out breath, along with the carbon dioxide, you can expel any tensions, any worries, stress of the day you might be carrying. You can rid yourself of all these things as you breathe out. That's it, they float away like a wisp of smoke into the atmosphere. You don't need them. And as I count down from 10, just imagine taking yourself into a place where you feel most calm and at rest. Might be a real place, like a deserted beach, but could be an imaginary place, a place that only exists in your head. Just a place where you can be in total relaxation. With each step, you can allow yourself to become deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. That's it. 10, as you approach your special place, the feeling of what it would be like in this place. And 9, noticing the scenery around you, taking in everything in your sight, perhaps the beauty of this place. 8 and 7, the colours, the light, the shapes that make up this wonderful place. 6, the sounds you can hear. Things that make you know that you're here. Those distinct noises of this place. It's taken a moment. Really appreciate the sounds. Or maybe the silence. This place. 5 and 4. Perhaps a smell. Or even a taste. Associated with this place. 3. Now focusing your attention on what you feel. Is it the ground beneath your feet? The air on your skin? Maybe getting a sense of the temperature, the air around you. Is it warm or cool? How does it feel? And 2, finally 1. By now, fully immersed in this wonderful place, experiencing everything about it makes it so calm, so tranquil, so relaxing. Something about it lets you know you can come here anytime. Just feel you need to be here, and you can get a sense when you're here. You can achieve anything, you can do anything. You have things within you that maybe you didn't even know about. This place gives you confidence, calmness, reassurance. As you listen to my voice, each word can add to that focus, that confidence. The confidence that your unconscious mind knows is inside of you. That's it. Maybe feeling that confidence now in your body, those relaxed shoulders, perhaps all your facial muscles, the forehead, what it's like to have confidence passing through your body like power through network of cables, surge of energy passing right through. What it's like to feel energized and calm at the same time, both energized and calm, knowing that you can close your eyes at any time, come back to this very special place, instantly get this feeling back, calm and energized, calm and energized, knowing that this place, this state, help you in many, many situations in life. Just imagining what it would like to be the most relaxed you've ever been. And you don't need to be that relaxed, but just for a moment, imagining what that would be like. That's it. Now, using your imagination in this special place, visualizing a long row of television screens stretching off in both directions. All the TVs are switched on, each one playing an event from your life, the story of your life. I'm sure you're curious about what these screens are showing. And in one direction, these are all episodes from your past. And in the other, things that you haven't yet lived through or experienced. Your future life. Just looking along this line and taking it in as they stretch off to the far distance in both directions. Some screens are sharper, brighter, more colourful. The sound is clearer. These are the important events in your life, the type of things that shape us, who we are, how we behave, even how others see us. These are the important times in our life. They shine brighter than others. We hear them more clearly. If you were to float in time and space in the direction of your past, what scenes from your past would you see? Just taking a moment to notice that, drifting along in a calm, cool air, curious to see how you arrived here. As you drift backwards in time, that's it. In everyone's past, there's a time that stands out where we felt on top of the world. Things went well. Everything seemed to be going for us at that moment. We felt an inner power. Just felt good about everything. What was that time for you? That time in your past when you felt you could do almost anything. And stopping at the TV screen of that time is bright and loud. Watching from the outside a younger version of you on that screen. What do you notice about you? How do you seem? What do you do? What are you wearing? Are there other people around you? And if there are, what would they notice about you? Just taking that in for a while. That confident you. That you who is so in charge of things. Now drifting into that screen and floating into that younger version of you, becoming that you. Curious to remember what it was like. What do you see? What's around you? What do you hear? How does it feel to be that version of you? Take a moment, get a sense of what that really feels like. To be that version of you. Maybe a feeling, sensation in that hand, a lightness, a numbness. Just letting you know, you can always come here and be that version of you. I don't know which hand will feel that sensation most. Perhaps it's like the sensation of making a snowman without gloves. A tingle in the end of those fingers. Drifting back out now. Back to your special place. Knowing every time you come back here in your mind, you can have this same feeling of that younger you, just by coming here in your mind. Only takes a few seconds to close your eyes and come here. That's it. Floating along, back along that long line of TV screens, passing the marker of the here and now, drifting into the future, floating, curious about how your life has panned out. Now stopping at that day, the test or exam, and watching yourself from this calm, relaxing place. Still feeling that calm in those hands, those feet, legs, maybe throughout your entire body, like a calmness has flowed to each and every cell. That's it. Noticing that you now in the future. Seeing how this you has so many similarities to the you, the same you from the past. It could be the way you walk, expression on your face. Sometimes we just carry an air of confidence, quiet confidence about us. Calmly watching the you on that day, as you prepare yourself to sit that exam or test with a feeling, slight nervousness maybe, just at a normal, healthy level. What is it about that you there that tells the you here you've got this? You somehow know that you've got this. Maybe that you in the future is about to start the test and you just close your eyes for a few seconds to go to your special place and get that feeling again. That feeling from the old you. That's part of the current you and a big part of the future you. Part of many parts. It's always there. And another part of you knows how to get it, how to summon it at will. Perhaps the you in the future can even smile a little, confident in the preparation that you did and the knowledge you know you have. Even doing something to boost that confidence, some little ritual you might have devised. Curious to know what sort of ritual you might have. You know, some people find they can build this confidence by calmly seeking a question on a topic that they know really well, something they could answer almost without having to think. A good way to start, build that confidence even more. Others may glance through all the questions and fill themselves with a sense there's nothing there to faze them. Some people put together a plan of attack, how they will approach their answers. That's it. Just noticing the waves of calm that sweep over you, the rhythms, sensations. Something that's telling you that everything's relaxed, everything's okay, that's it. What's your best approach? Just observing yourself in this early stage, that you in the future, calmly getting ready to flow into producing your answers. What is it about that you gives you a sense of their confidence? Just taking that in for a second. Spend a moment watching that you go about the task with confidence, efficiently working through the task, locked into what you're doing, putting in the effort, but somehow making it appear effortless. Maybe that TV can go into fast forward now and take you through to the end. There, that's it. What's that like? Are you satisfied and somehow still fresh looking? What is it about that you at the end that tells the you here that it went okay, went well? Again, just taking a moment to ponder that, so calm and relaxed. Confidence. Perhaps you can even allow yourself a smile. Looking back over those TV screens and the times you went through to get here, the times you spent planning, times you spent studying, most importantly, times you were relaxing and enjoying yourself. Those wonderful times when we could forget to remember, or remember to forget about the studying, we put aside everything and just be for a while. Take some time to watch this. See just how you got to the point where you were so confident, so relaxed, so calm, so prepared. What did you do on this journey? How did you plan your work? How did you study? Did you split it into manageable chunks so that each one is easy to digest? Did you get someone to help you to practice? Maybe give you little tests to boost your confidence? Just thinking what it was like, calm and well-managed preparation you did. Knowing you can return to this place, calmly watch yourself, experience these feelings. It's all just a case of closing your eyes, drifting here whenever you need to. You know, when we sleep at night, we can experience a deep sensation of calm and peace. Our eyelids can feel almost glued tight. Maybe you're experiencing that glued shutness now, that deep heaviness in your eyelids. That's it. You can even have a bit of fun trying to open them. Only when your unconscious mind has promised to take care of you, guide you through this process, pump up your confidence, give you the motivation, the energy, all the energy you need to guide you all the way through this. When your unconscious mind has agreed to all that, you can let those eyes open, come back to the room. You can let those eyes open, come back to the room. Thank you for listening. My name is Ian Stevenson. Find me at ianstevenson.com. If you want a more specific version of this for a specific test or exam, or if you want help relaxing with anything else, just drop me an email, ian.stevenson@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.